If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Largest poll I've seen so far, Lee, in the governor's race is actually ours. Yes. On our 98.9 WORD site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this is not a traditional telephone poll.
Right. I mean, this is not what would be considered a scientific poll.
Right. It's, you have to go to our website to find it. But it's also the biggest one I've seen. I think it's interesting. It went over 2,500 people yesterday. And here in the upstate, Ralph Norman is in the lead with 31% of the vote in the governor's primary. Number two, this is interesting, is Nancy Mace, 23%. Number three is Alan Wilson, the attorney general, with 21%. Number four is Ram Reddy with 19%. And in the final last place is Pam Evett with just 5%. So that's probably going to be heavily WRD listeners, but it's a lot of them. And just very interesting.
Yeah, and apparently, I think the way this is done, you can only vote once from the IP that you're logging on to. So, I mean, I guess there could be some way of getting around that, but this is supposed to be 2,500 individual votes, not, you know, multiple people piling on, as far as we know.
Yeah, and you have to put your email address in and all of that to vote. So, so I think that's pretty interesting to see, you know, where this audience is going. Ralph Norman in the Freedom Caucus in Congress.
Yeah.
I've just done a lot of work building the Freedom Caucus here in this state that left-wing dark money groups are trying to knock out right now. And I'm kind of worried about some of those guys. I mean, there's been a massive mailing campaign this time. Palmetto Truth Project, hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project. That's a liberal group. Okay. Their mails are really good and they probably make you mad. Wow. I didn't know my representative was a, you know, liberal. He's not. If they're attacking them, that's who you want to vote for. And what this is, again, is just Democrats and liberal groups and really that sort of uniparty that's up there, you know, that you saw them vote together in lockstep, Lee, in the Senate to make sure the Democrats kept that congressional seat. The Shane Masseys, the leadership, you saw them when push came to shove and they had to choose between Republicans and Democrats. They chose to make sure that congressional seat stayed in Democrat hands. That's who they are. That's who's doing these mailings. They want to knock out what's left so there are no conservatives left elected in South Carolina. That's crazy in a red state. But it's what's going on. It's absolutely what's going on. And if they win, let me tell you how it's going to go. I mean, you got, like, for instance, Pam Evett running on, hey, we'll end the income tax. Mm-hmm. That going to go like, hey, we'll build Palmetto Penn. She told me a year ago to put all those illegals her and Henry going to round up. Palmetto Penn open? No. There's no Palmetto pen. And there won't be an income tax. You know, we won't be getting rid of the income tax either. We will remain the highest income taxed red state in the nation. That's what's going to happen there. You're going to need a governor who's going to knock heads and who's going to be willing to campaign against the Shane Masseys and the Democrats in Republican clothing who run the Senate, or none of this is getting through. And right now we're doing good, Lee, with people moving to the state, but I'm telling you, we are going to fall behind. We're going to fall behind. I mean, you've got Florida now moving on from, hey, we don't have an income tax, let's get rid of property tax. They just got rid of property taxes for homes under $250,000, and there's a sliding scale, so as time goes on, it will gradually end. You will never see that here if you get Pam Evitt in, if you get these folks in who are part of that machine. It's not going to happen. They'll do what they always do. Aw, shucks. Weak governorship, weak governor mansion. I'll just use this as a social title. They have a lot more power. We didn't see Henry McMaster use his power, and wow, did he have some power, until he finally ran into something he wanted. He wanted his son, Henry McMaster Jr., as lieutenant governor on the Pam Evitt ticket. Do not forget this. And he said, what valuable thing do I have to trade? I know I have this congressional district that Trump desperately wants in Republican hands. And what did Henry McMaster do? I want to remind you how bad this administration is. Nothing. He could have called a special session. Then it would only take 51% of the vote to pass it through. Would have been easier. Nope. Sat on his hands. Let them do it the hard way when he needed 2/3 and did nothing. Why? To put pressure on Trump. Now, we're finding out from Fitz News this morning, Lee, that the Democrats worked hand in hand with the McMaster disaster regime. Now, I don't know if they coordinated. I have no idea if they did, but it worked.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats shattering turnout records. I can't believe these numbers. And Fitz News has them this morning. Get this. More Democrats, Lee, in South Carolina have voted in early voting than Republicans. Why? Because the Democrat leadership was turning them out to rack up as many votes as possible early on so that they could say, and the Republican leaders in the Senate who are really Democrats could say in the state, oh, shucks, look how many people have voted in the primary. We're going to have to just leave that congressional district in Republican hands. Listen to these numbers. Because they're really incredible. Let me see. Rolling into this. Okay. So on the first day of early voting alone, 45,966 South Carolinians participated in the Democrat primary. They made up 81.5% of all first day early votes. Why? Democrat leadership was driving them to the polls. Let's put our votes in. That way we can sue. That way we can keep this whole thing from moving forward. Now, listen to this. This is crazy. A whopping 188,000 of South Carolina's 319,000 early primary votes, or 58% of early voting electorate, participated in the Democrat primary. They outvoted us.
Yeah.
Now, they're voting the Democrat primary, okay? So we presume they're Democrats, right? What is that? Again, that's them being pushed to the polls. Rack up the early votes, show there's massive votes. Oh, look, so sorry, we can't redraw maps. And how were they able to do that? Henry McMaster, our governor, deliberately ran the clock out on redistricting to pressure Donald Trump to endorse Pam Evitt. This is how they roll. This, you know what this reminds me of, Lee? This reminds me of China using Iran as a proxy. We have, you know, and then Iran using the Houthis as a proxy and Hezbollah as a proxy, terrorist groups, right? Well, our governor's mansion, they use Democrats as proxies. Oh, those people out there? No, we don't know anything about what they're doing. No, no, no. Do they blow up another, I don't know, fill in the blank here? Yeah, we don't know anything about that. So sorry. It's how it works up there. It's how it works. But we could end it today. We could break the back of the machine or we could begin to do it. That's exciting. I don't want you to forget what has happened in recent weeks and how bad it was. And Lee, here's the thing, okay? Very good breakdown in Axios 2 days ago. Democrats only need to flip 3 congressional seats to win the House, okay? Mm-hmm. That's way better than it was before the real Republican states did redistricting, okay? But it could have been 4. But Henry McMaster, our governor, took a look at that seat, said, that's a valuable political thing for me. I'm going to use it to advance my own agenda. I'm going to use it to advance Henry McMaster Jr. Well, aren't we in a life and death struggle against, you know, all these socialists and all of this? No, doesn't care. Not in the least. Didn't care. Sat on his hands. Played games. Refused to call a session. Why? We now know. To give the Democrats the chance to surge in the primaries and cast a lot of votes. So that it would be harder to say, hey, we got to redraw this whole thing, throw those votes out, start to. I mean, it's incredible how the state works.
Or doesn't.
Or doesn't work, Lee. Yes,
exactly.
It's really disturbing. It's really disturbing. And look, when you look at the Freedom Caucus in this state, and I got to give him credit because I had him on, you know, at the time, I had Ralph Norman on back in March when they already had a redistricting plan. They were anticipating the Supreme Court doing this like a normal Republican state would. And they already had that plan filed in committee. So this whole, oh, it's so late, we're out of time, oh no. We didn't have to be. But that plan got blocked. So now Donald Trump is going to have to fight for harder. And if it comes down, I'm going to warn you, if it comes down to 1 congressional seat control of Congress, I'm going to lose my mind. Because you know who will have done it? Henry McMaster and that regime. That's how bad they are. And I kept saying the whole time, this is the time for Pam Evett to break with McMaster. Say, no, can't do that. So sorry, I'm out of my own. She didn't do it. She's still endorsed by him this morning. It's where we are. Ralph Norman did, came on the show at the time, took credit for it, screaming and yelling, please pass. Let's move this map. Let's anticipate the Supreme. Folks, we've known it was coming in June. They actually ruled a little early. We've known it was coming in June for a long time. There's your contrast. There's your difference. It's a big one. So, rare chance you got today, break the back of the machine that has controlled this state since Civil War times Reconstruction. Things will start to change here.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.